Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So Charles Barkley, Charles and Ernie, they're sitting in these nice chairs with, they're doing a podcast, I would imagine. They're just sitting there talking. And I guess there's callers into the show or questions into the show. And it's actually good. It's just Ernie.
The steam room.
That's what it's called?
Yeah.
So Ernie's just trying to get Charles to say something stupid. And that's good content. That's good stuff. I mean, it doesn't get any better than Charles Barkley, you know, just being real. Charles Barkley being real is going to be a good podcast.
Because he's self-deprecating and he's frankly funny. Unafraid to tell any story.
Yeah, he's a funny guy.
Funny how?
I make you laugh.
Funny how? Like
a clown?
Like a clown? Like no. He's a big boy, Anthony. Let John explain.
So he's funny in that he says funny things. That's what he does. Here he is explaining soap. Here's Charles and Ernie.
I think soap is always clean. What if you drop a bar of soap into a sandbox?
See, now you're just making up stuff. You know I travel with my own soap. You knew that, didn't you?
No.
I travel with a big bar of soap. I love soap.
Why? Are you afraid it's not going to be in the hotel?
They started,
Is there a reason?
Yes. They started,
dermatologically that you need specific soap?
Because these hotels started being cheap. Those bars ain't big enough. Because I almost had a couple accidents with the soap in hotels.
In what way?
Well, when I was washing a part of my body, I almost had a little incident.
What the heck are you talking about?
I almost had a little incident with those lip bars of soap.
Almost lose it?
I almost lost it. And I was like, whoa, that was too close for comfort. So now I travel with my own big bars of soap.
Charles needs a bigger bar of soap.
Well, and if you were to keep going with it, when they come back from that, they're playing it on the TNT set, Shaq is cracking up.
Yeah.
And Kenny's like, I'm worried, frankly, that now you're running around with bigger bars of soap.
That's what I thought immediately.
Shaq thought it was the funniest thing that he was dying laughing. So, yeah, I don't know. I've never had that issue. They do make the bars smaller in hotels. But I think, you know, if you're not going too crazy with it, you should be just fine. Not really sure what Charles is trying to accomplish there, but I would say he's clean. I would say this, based on what Charles said, Charles is a clean person.
Apparently that soap where he lost it is not big enough for him. He needs a bigger bar of soap.
So it doesn't get lost.
Or,
that's what he said.
That's what he said. Yeah. Yeah, that's what he said. Anyway. Yeah, there's Charles Barkley. See, Charles just being real. Okay, that's good stuff. That is good stuff. 713-780-3776.
Do you have a pet peeve about hotels? Beside the fact that, and you can't use things like you know what's been done, you know, in that room.
No, I just hear. Yeah, I mean, I just hear,
you can't buy a.
Do you know
used
you're
mattress.
Not even supposed to like? Don't use the coffee maker. There was a list. And News of the Weird that I never read about stuff that you don't use the coffee maker in your room because people will pee in it and just to leave it like that so that the people after them are You know, I mean, that, the sheets, the everything about a hotel room is
really gross. They say the black light treatment.
Yeah,
that no, no, you no. can. That it's on the curtains, yeah. the drapes. What are you animals doing in these rooms?
Well, and they'll do it. Don't use the cups that they leave in the bathroom. Don't use those glasses because a lot of times they're never washed. You know, they're just rinsed out and put right back.
Yeah.
And God only knows what's been going on with them. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
You know what I would do?
Hotels are some of the grossest places
I like to put water in the coffee pot and then pour it directly into the cup and drink it.
Yeah.
On the bed.
You got to order room service for your coffee. Do not make it in your hotel room.
You know, would you ever buy a used mattress? No. Oh, no, that's gross. But you will. This is just like we drink cow's milk and we don't think twice about it. Would you ever think of buying a used mattress? No. Somebody else slept on it. Even like every hotel you stay
ever.
In over and over and over. Like once you buy that mattress, you're the last person to stay on that mattress.
Gross.
I don't want a broken down, beat up mattress, but the theory, in principle, they're right.
Yeah.
I saw a comedian say that, and I'm like, yeah, this guy's right. You'll sleep on a mattress, and those mattresses are a true crapshoot if the mattress is going to be in good shape.
Oh, no. Well,
a lot of times you're going to be sinking into the one side.
You know, we were funny. We went up to Oklahoma City, stayed in a great hotel. The bed was awesome. It seemed like the sheets were clean. I felt pretty good about this hotel room. Not feeling real good about a lot of hotel rooms, actually, if you want to know the truth. Especially ones that are less expensive. I just don't feel like they're putting the time and effort into these places that you wouldn't throw up.
Right.
Yeah. Those. You see the stuff that Steve Keim has said? First of all, Robert Kimdichie, he said the reason he didn't succeed is because he just didn't love football.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Steve Keim is the former general manager of the Arizona Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Keim has left the business, I think, probably for good. He's opened up about some stuff.
Where was this interview?
Apparently, he was interviewed, addressed the topic on Green Light and Chris Long podcast. Green Light with Chris Long. He said, asked about Kyler Murray. Here's what he said. He needs to grow. He's not a bad guy. He's a good kid, has a good smile, has a nice way about him. I think it's like anything. Guys have to continue to learn what it's going to take to be great. Does he know what Tom Brady or Peyton Manning knows of what it takes to be great? No. Does he work? He does work. I think it's just that side of the game, the film study, the attention to detail part that he can continue to improve on, and I think he will. Kyler's a proud guy, man. He doesn't want to lose, and he doesn't want to let people down. He just doesn't know how to work. And that, you know what, a lot of young guys, listen, we're talking about that with the Rockets. We're talking about, hey, we got a possibility of having great, great players here in Jalen and Alpi, but they're the beginning of their professional career. You think this is the way that Jalen Green is going about it, is the way LeBron goes about it?
Right.
You think it's the way Kobe went about it or Chris Paul goes about it? No, nothing like that. You know why? Because they haven't had anybody to teach them. And Kyler Murray hasn't had somebody to teach him how to be a pro quarterback.
But I don't – yeah, but you know what? You were at Texas A&M with someone. Well, I guess that doesn't necessarily mean you had Lincoln Riley. Maybe pro quarterback's
different.
He was a
backup at Texas A&M.
Yeah, pro quarterback's different. Pro quarterback truly is different. But, you know, my concern with basketball is that Jalen Green didn't really have any structure. He's had very little structure.
Yeah.
As a young adult, very little structure. Şengün didn't play long enough overseas. Well, he should have more structure, but I've heard he's a little immature. You know, like you would expect players, and Jalen's a little immature, and that happens. But if you have a team full of young guys who haven't played a lot of organized basketball, where there's coaching and you've got to have a little bit of discipline, then where's it going to come from? It's just going to be a manifestation of questionable habits unless somebody clicks in and learns something on their own and they're out there seeking, you know, how to get better. And it's hard if you don't have that standard somewhere. Now, I think Jabari has had the standard. He played under Bruce Pearl. His dad is a former player who, you know, stays on him pretty good. Like, Jabari's got some elements of his game that make you believe that he understands what it takes, and he's got the high basketball character. But some of these guys, you're right, I don't think they really understand the importance of it, haven't really come up in a structured system. And so how do you do that? Well, the easy answer is the coach. I mean, the coach, a coach who's not afraid of conflict. If you're not afraid of conflict, you have to have the backing of the GM and the owner, so that when you have to take a hard stand against a player, then they'll have your back, you know. Because that's, you know, it's tough. It's tough if the coach doesn't believe that the owner or the GM is going to back him, then how do you try to hold a player accountable if you think a player, because there is a chance that the player could revolt against you. That's just the reality of the NBA. We saw with Trae Young. Yeah. And Nate
Well,
McMillan.
But let's get back to Kyler. It's well known they had to put a clause into his contract about him not working hard enough, not film study. You know, what might have been nice to have a veteran backup quarterback in that room that could go, hey Kyler, what are you doing? You can't go home now.
Yeah,
you can't go home now. Or are you? Let's take a look at this film and see And Kyler was just like, I don't do that. I'm not. That's not. Well, then you're never going to be great. You're going to be what you are right now. Do you want to win? And apparently he is a good kid that he wants to win and he wants to please everybody, according to Steve Kahn.
Yeah, but it's not. He wasn't worth the first pick. If he's not willing to go above and beyond, David Carr wasn't. If you're not willing to go above and beyond as a quarterback, you're never going to be great.
Yeah.
It's almost impossible because the sport is too hard. It's too hard.
Well,
that's another
point. David Carr, who did he have with him? Tony Banks?
Yeah, and David said...
Graham?
David
Kent
told,
Graham?
David told me later in an interview, he said, I didn't know how to be a pro, not even with Carolina when I was a backup. He said, until I was with Tom Coughlin and Eli Manning, and he said, I learned what I should have been doing. I learned what it takes. And he said, and that was my third team. He said, I didn't even learn until my third team what it takes. And his whole point was, you do have to have... Like, it is important to have veteran leadership, and if you're a young quarterback, to have a veteran quarterback to help you. That's maybe why Case Keenum is very important here. Think about that. It just kind of occurred to me. Having Case Keenum here, if you're going to draft Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud or Richardson Levis, whoever, Davis Mills doesn't know.
No,
I mean, he doesn't really know. He's playing. He's still trying to find his way.
No, he doesn't know.
Case Keenum's been around. Case Keenum's had some success. He's been a starter. Case Keenum has the mindset where – you know, you don't want Cam Newton there because Cam Newton thinks he's one of the 32 best. Case Keenum is locked into being a backup. You want a guy who isn't trying to take the other guy's job, frankly. Yeah. And you want some, not when you have a young quarterback, and that he's going to be a good mentor. And that's probably the reason that they brought Case Keenum in, is for mentor status. Because Davis Mills cannot be a mentor. He's not. It doesn't mean he won't be a good teammate, but how much can you mentor when you've never won? When you don't even know what it's like.
Right.
Well, you haven't even, frankly, played enough football and learned enough to be a mentor. So I think that's probably why Case Keenum is in the building.
What you need is an alpha in that room. We'll tell you about an alpha when we come back right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. That's no jab at betas. It's just you need an alpha.
Well, SiteJab, yeah, I don't even – SiteJab builds websites, so I can't really do anything with John's intro there. SiteJab builds.
Hector's an alpha.
Yeah, but he's not in your face.
No.
He's not an in your face guy. He's basically just trying to allow you to do what it is that you want to do, but he will build and construct the website for you. You give him your vision and what your company does and show him some of the products you have or the work that you've done, and then he will shine it in the best light. His company will put it in the best light. Your website is digital. It's a digital billboard, and it's an interactive digital billboard. People get to basically interact with the information that you have, and so you want to make sure that you are shining the best light on your particular company, and you want to make sure that it's interactive. People have a chance to take their, you know, their what they see on your website and turn it into a business lead, actually sign up for what it is that you're doing. You want them to be able to get there quickly, be efficient with the build out and the layout and the design, the front end of the website. That's all things that Hector and his staff have studied for years. It's what they do. It's what they're very good at doing, building a great site that is going to be sticky for you and for your customers. And they can even add and integrate e-commerce into the site so that people can directly purchase the products that you have through e-commerce. So make sure that you have consulted with my friends over at SiteJab before you do anything with the new website. SiteJab.com, SiteJab.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
You remember that bus driver that we played for you who was yelling at the kids on the bus? There's T-shirts out there now. I'll have my foot so far up your ass, it'll be hanging out your mouth or something.
You're kidding me.
No, there's t-shirts of that lady. So this is another
one. That
lady
was dropping F-bombs on those kids.
Oh my God, was she ever?
She's not working.
You gotta look, school bus driver.
Is it the biggest lock in the world that she's not working anymore?
That was a lot. After that audio went viral, there's no chance you can employ her as a bus driver with kids. I mean, you want to talk about filth in Florence. Sounded like it was, you know, your wife. Apparently not all teachers are getting through to their students, right? RJ, is this one example of a teacher that really isn't able to handle her class?
His class, actually.
Oh, it's his class.
Yeah, this is the kids are making it clear now that teachers no longer run their classroom.
Okay. Okay.
I've had enough of this. This punishment stuff is going to stop.
You're not going to tell me what I'm going to do and not do?
I am now the alpha.
That's not how this works. I am the teacher.
The alpha takes priority over the teacher. The alpha takes priority over anything. Do you not know how that works?
The teacher is telling the alpha to sit in the seat right now.
And the alpha doesn't have to listen to orders from its lowest.
Well, you don't have to listen, but the consequences that follow are going to still apply to the alpha.
The alpha doesn't take punishment.
Let's see how well that works out for him, okay?
I'm the alpha.
Kids need so many ass whoopings.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I mean, stun guns, ass whoopings. My son at his school, kid came up and punched a teacher yesterday.
No way.
Oh, yeah. This is third. He had been suspended two other times for fights. The teacher has a rule. You know, imagine this. No phones in the class. You'll get it at the end of the day. He takes it up. Kid went up and, you know, the kid was going to turn in his phone, and then the teacher tried to grab it from him, and the kid punched him in the face multiple times. Of course, students, my son Snacks tried to break it up, actually, because I've told my kids, if I ever catch any of y'all recording a fight, that's going to be your ass.
Mm-mm.
That's it. That's on everything. You're not going to be a fight recorder. That ain't going to happen. And so he actually was trying to
make any
Snacks
money on
small.
The internet then.
What's that?
How are they going to make any money on the internet?
That's okay. They can do crazy stuff.
You're just
stuff.
Limiting their...
They've actually got paid for their little fight. Somebody actually bought that. They got a check for like... They got $150 or $75 a piece. But yeah. No, they...
For their basketball?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It was used somewhere. Viral hog. I don't know. They got a check. They were all excited. But no, this kid punched a teacher in the face a couple times and grabbed his Chromebook. The teacher's Chromebook and smashed it on the ground. It's like an older teacher, too.
Yeah.
And then ran out of the class. And, I mean...
No, done. He's done.
Yeah, hopefully he's expelled. But,
that,
it is just...
That happened in my school. And I was
kind of... I'm seeing kids attack teachers all the time.
Well, I was kind of responsible for it, if you want to know the truth. So, a buddy of mine was standing outside. John Strong was his name. He was a little kid. I mean, skinny. And he was standing outside. And we had this one brother in high school that, I mean, the whole class was just throwing stuff. Uh-huh. You know, it was just wild. The whole class was just wild.
But didn't you go to a Catholic school?
I did. But this this teacher was just so lost.
Yeah.
That they had no idea, was so old and didn't. Anyway, so the class is, you know, I mean, in the middle, I mean, everybody's talking and the teacher's trying to teach or whatever. And there's, you know, spitballs and paper wads being thrown across the room and everything else. It was just a wild class. And he's out in the hall. I'm like, come on in, come on in, come on in, come on in. You can come in, don't worry about it. So he's in there and he's standing at the door in the front of the class. And the teacher says, you got to get out of here. Get out of here. You're not in this class. Get out of here.
Yeah.
And he goes up and he's trying to move the kid out of the class. And the kid just hauls off and wails on him,
yeah.
Hits him, and gets expelled from school.
Hey, here it is.
And I'm basically
the reason
responsible
why.
For it.
We call you a ship.
He got expelled from school.
We call you a ship starter.
And I feel like, oh, goodness gracious.
Yeah.
What is he doing? That's bad.
Yeah.
That happened at your kid's school.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you send your kids to school? How do you feel?
Well, I got news for you. You can send them anywhere. Kids will just beat the crap out of teachers.
Yeah,
so
that's it.
Or they get in fights. Like, and then when the teacher wins the fight, then it's like, you know, this teacher went too far. You don't put hands on kids.
That's the worst. Yeah, you do. Kid punches you in the face. Now it's go time. Now it's go time.
Well, you're defending yourself. Kid. But this teacher, yeah, you can see Snacks is trying to actually stop to get Snacks. The student is like 6 feet tall. And, I mean, punches the teacher hard in
big
the face.
Big kid.
Yeah.
Big
freshman.
Kid. Yeah. PD's got a school story. Let's see what his school story is. Hey, PD.
Hey, good morning.
What's up, PD?
Hey, I'm dating a guidance counselor right now for a high school up on the north side. She hates it.
I would imagine. It's not easy, is it?
But here's a little story. When I was a kid, believe it or not, I wasn't the best kid in the school.
No, I don't believe
that. I don't believe
that. Not for one second.
So one time my dad told me my head was so far up my ass, I needed to get a glass stomach. Mm. That was pretty funny.
Thanks, PD. Oh, God. No, that wasn't middle school. That was, I'm on Twitch for the first time in forever. That wasn't middle school, Lance. That was high school, right? Kid punched him.
Yeah.
Yeah. High school. Yeah.
Uh-huh. My son. Yeah. In my son's school. Yep. That's
yeah.
That's what happened.
Dylan Mulvaney is on this on Twitch right now. Isn't Dylan Mulvaney the transgender
Bud Light's?
Boy, Bud Light's catching a lot of it. He's catching bullets from Kid Rock, actually.
I saw on Travis Tritt's, like,
yeah,
that's it. It's no longer on my rivals.
So apparently Bud Light is behind a transgender athlete. Bud Light has also put $100 million behind women's sports.
Yeah. Actually, Coors Light, I mean, there's the beer companies are trying to figure out how they can get everybody. This just in, companies that sell product try to market to as many people, although you know that this is a tricky one for the country music side.
For a lot of people, this is a little bit tricky.
So I'm saying, how you're going to, like, your marketing to this segment, is it going to hurt you this segment? I'm not in marketing, so that's my name's Paul, and that's between y'all.
My name's Bennett, you know, and I ain't in it.
You know what I figured out, and I know it's Gen X is like this. We're kind of notoriously out of people's business. Maybe to some degree, too much so. But I like Twitter is just nothing but in everyone's business. Like, Twitter is the only thing you do on Twitter is get in people's business.
Yeah.
Like, that's what most people, you either sit back and you're watching, you know, you either sit back and you observe things, or you think that you need to be in everyone's business about everything.
Yeah.
About everything. I kind of like to stay out of business a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not, you know, nothing gets me upset enough. I'll watch the Caitlin Clark. I had an opinion on Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. And I'm like,
I got an opinion about.
You know, I don't need to turn it into a thing. I've got an opinion, but it's not really a strong opinion. It's like, oh, here it is in passing. I'm on to the next thing.
Well, yeah. I got this transgender thing, though. I just saw a fight, a UFC fight with a transgender male.
That's old.
In and beat the snot out of a woman.
Yeah, that's older, I mean, but I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
And I just don't, I don't feel like that's, I don't feel like the swimmer is fair. I don't feel like the, I just don't feel like it's fair. I'm sorry. It's not, if you were a man and you have, there's a reason that women don't compete in men's sports is because they can't. I mean, but they're just not physically able to compete against men. And so for a man to go over and compete when he changes and become is transgender, I just don't feel like it's fair. I just, that's me. You can have your own opinion. I guess I'm not inclusive. I guess I'm a old man, you know, but I just don't feel like it's fair. So, you know, this, the getting behind transgender athletes is something that Bud Light is really, really sticking its neck out for, that probably don't have to. It's funny how we cater to the minuscule percentage of people in this country. And don't think about those consequences, because I think for Bud Light, it is, there's going to be consequences in this.
Yeah,
it'll be interesting.
I mean, just as two guys talking, the first thing I think of is how much business are you going to pick up? Like, you might pick up people, and they don't have to be transgender. It could be people who respect you for doing that. Are they drinking your beer anyway? Are they craft beer people? Or are they a different beer person? Beer people tend to pick their beers and stay with them typically. And if they don't, then that means they're craft beer people that try different things when they're in different cities. And so, my first thing I thought of was, I was curious about the marketing risk reward in this one. Maybe it wasn't about risk reward, but I just, all I could think of was from a business sense is, this is going to be interesting to see from a business standpoint how this one plays out. But maybe they're not thinking of it as business, and they just want to, you know, make a statement or whatever, and that's fine too. Once again, it's their business, so it's not really my business.
Yeah.
So that was my thought on it. And now I'm out of it. And now you guys can carry on with this.
Yeah, I guess I'm MAGA now, according to Twitch. Bud Light with the heat check. This is pretty good. Bud Light, I think, had the market share. Bud Light does have the market share. More so, and Coors Light and Miller Light have teamed up actually also. And actually, Coors Light has come out and, you know, have been inclusive as well. So we'll fit. But this Bud Light thing has gotten a lot of traction media wise. It's a heat check for Bud Light. It is. It is a heat check. We'll find out whether it's a bold strategy, Cotton. I like it. Good
it's
one.
It's like trading Pat Mahomes. It's like, let's see if we can win one without Pat.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting.
You could have just cruised in.
Yep. And they were cruising. There's no question about that. 713-780-3776. You got any thoughts on this or anything else? You're more than welcome to get in here with us. I'm talking about GimmeTheVin.com. Oh, we got Sonny Vaccaro joining us on the other side. GimmeTheVin.com. That's GimmeTheVin.com. I'm talking about John Clay Wolf. I'm talking about the greatness is John Clay Wolf buying and selling vehicles. He's going to buy your vehicle for more, and he's going to take less at auction. That's what he does every single day. But he works with so many. He's got so many vehicles. He's in the billions. He's doing business right now, and he's got so many vehicles that's a successful business model, because he is making less. He's making pennies on the dollar, but he does so much volume that's fine. He's still doing great. And here's the deal: is he's always going to tell you, "I am going to beat CarMax." !! And I am going to win. I am going to get that vehicle from you because I'm going to pay you more. It's what I do. If you're looking for the best way to sell that car right now, GimmeTheVin.com. That's GimmeTheVin.com. You'll hear John Clay Wolf tomorrow morning right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, buying and selling cars on the radio. Who does that? John Clay Wolf at GimmeTheVin.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, some on your mind, a better way to live your life. I hope you find it. Hey, some on your mind, you gotta keep on moving. Yeah, you might find out.
about me late, just like the Earth's curvature.
The conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 9:34 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in with us here on the show, well, Sonny Vaccaro is joining us right now. Marketing genius. He was the first, he was the best, and he has been, he's a legend in the marketing business forever and ever. Former sports marketing executive, Sonny Vaccaro, joining us here on the show. Sonny, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm fine. Actually, looking forward to this. Go for it. I'm excited. You know, it's an exciting part of my life, for sure. And the movie is something that I never thought would happen. And, you know, all those sort of things. So I know you guys have a few questions. Let's go for it to get those people.
So, Sonny, are you excited about the movie Air and the story behind Michael Jordan going to Nike? I imagine you know a lot about that.
I mean, that's you.
That's you.
That's your story. So, like, did you think they got it right?
Yeah, they actually, John or Lance, who I talked to, I had nothing to do with the script. I didn't know they were doing this script, okay? They invited me, a man named Peter Gruber, who owns the company, Mandalay Bay, and he's very, very big in that industry, obviously. They invited me right before, you know, everything started. But the script had been written, and everyone, Matt and, was coming on, and Ben, all that sort of stuff was ready. They invited my wife and I down to California, down to L.A., and to tell us that I was a public person. They were doing this script. They were doing this film. And they would like me involved. But I would have nothing to do with the script or picking the actors or doing whatever. But what they asked me to do, and I met the whole company, about 15 people at this meeting with my wife and I. And they said, we would like you to consult. We would like to make sure that our writers, now this is a movie, it wasn't a documentary, so you know you're going to see things embellished or so maybe they weren't in the right locations, but they wanted my, you know, involvement, which was really, they didn't have to do, it made me feel good to begin with. So I can answer your question, you know, obviously my involvement and being played by one of the great actors of this generation, maybe any generation, and then directing it, all the people were, it's got to be one of the greatest casts ever, bring for only 9 people in the movie, gentlemen. So I accepted. Pam and I made an agreement to be a part of it until the, you know, the end, and until it started to be shown why we're still talking now. But everything I've seen, there's no blatant lie. There's no someone getting substitute for somebody, you know. The story that I had and the story that evolved basically showed that I only met Michael in 3.5 months it took, you know, us to get him, to get him signed, one time at Tony Romo's. All the other meetings were surrounded. But a key thing happened on that meeting. We never should have gotten him, really. I mean, in reality, it was a stroke of God. When Michael was leaving the meeting with me, I just asked him, because I knew we were going down evil. He didn't want to wear, you know, Nike. He called it Nicky, to be very honest with you. He was going to go with Adidas or maybe Converse, but it wasn't. He didn't hear it. He didn't hear of Nike at that time, to be very honest. And I asked him, who is Michael, who's your best friend? Sort of like a goodbye thing, right? And I thought he should say a player or Dean Smith. Obviously, Dean Smith, the coach. And he said, my family. When he said that, that was the last chance I had. And I told Rob Schauser, and I said, I got to find people who knew Jordan. Because I didn't know anybody. I had no idea. Michael didn't play my All-Star game. Dean Smith didn't wear, you know, Nike shoes. He wore Converse, all that sort of stuff. So I put out, and we were successful, and Howard Wright was working with Nike at that time, and different, you know, he was a professional guy. I had known Michael, or Howard, because he was a very good high school basketball player. He got me the number through the Jordan family, because he played at the University of Maryland at the same time. So he would know that he reached out to his group. I called Mrs. Jordan cold turkey, just to start it, just to start the conversation. And that's how it moved forward. Gentlemen, that's how it moved forward. It was 3.5 months, 5 different meetings at places in Southern California, and the last one was when Mrs. Jordan flies up there with the family, with James and Michael and David Falk, and we culminate that journey. It was intense. It was different, and until the end, and until Mrs. Jordan got involved, and she saw everything was going to be the way it was supposed to be, and you know, signed, and her son was going to be a part of it. We didn't know. I mean, we didn't. But they came there, we signed the deal, and then right when they ready to start the season, all the official thing was. It was as honest as it could be without being a little more dramatic and adding, you know, a couple people that were really willing on insignificant roles. But to make a movie role, you need other people than the beginning nine.
Sonny Vaccaro joins us right now. And, Sonny, I know that, you know, your role is obviously people know. Well, a lot of people actually don't know about your role with Michael Jordan and signing with Nike. Now everyone knows about Michael Jordan and Air Jordan and how really the shoe brand, Nike shoe brand, Air Jordan. And I grew up in that era where we as kids, we all wanted, like, kids are wearing the sweatband on the arm. The black and red Air Jordans were iconic. It took basketball to another level. And yes, Michael Jordan did, but also Nike and the way that Michael was presented was different than the Converse commercial was really cool that they had at that time with all those stars. But Michael Jordan and Air Jordans were just different. And it's changed everything forever, that concept that you guys came up with.
And thank you. And it did. And you opened the door for me. I always like to say it, but I don't like to tell the guys what to say. Michael Jordan, to me, who spent, you know, 9 years of my wife and I traveled the world with Michael. We got skated his home, you know, all those sort of things over these years. But now that it's over and the time has come on, and what I've watched our kids are people like you, if you have children, are buying your children Air Jordans. Here's what I'm going to say to you on this show. Okay, Michael Jordan is also one of the greatest basketball players or athletes ever lived. But whether he's the GOAT, I don't get into that. You know, my personal opinion is a GOAT every generation, and I, you know, that's good. That's good to go through and all that. But I know what he's GOAT of. He opened up a door for athletes that would never have been opened, because I don't think anybody else could have done what Michael did in '84, to another world. And what that was marketing an athlete, and then an athlete owning what he was marketing and showing the world what really marketing is through advertisement. And Spike Lee, again, a strangest quirk and fake is Spike just, you know, starting his career with he's got to have it, you know, yeah. Everything like all those commercials are also legendary. Spike is in the Hall of Fame in the world he lives in. Spike is a generational, all-star, marketing person because of his ability to put things together. So Michael Jordan will live forever, obviously. But I'll tell you what, all of us are going to pass away. You know, that's just the way it is, okay? We're here for a cup of coffee. But the shoe will be here for your great-great-great-grandchildren you'll probably never get to see. And that's the message I like saying when I'm put on for a few minutes in a strange town. That's why my life has been built better. I've worked with other great athletes, but I've never worked with anyone who made a significant advancement in our world like Jordan, creating a business that never existed. That's what he did. And if anyone's honest about all this, and forget all the personal things, Michael was a different person. Michael didn't get along with some of his teammates, but he was the greatest player, and they are the greatest team. Michael didn't, he never fastened any politics and found the shoe, and that's fine. That's business. But what Michael did by being the person, what if he doesn't make it? You mentioned Nike. Nike will live forever also. Phil Knight, got an empire up there. It'll live forever. But I don't know if I think it would have lived. I mean, he's too smart of a man, not successful. But it never been iconic. They'll live forever because of Jordan Brand.
Sonny Vaccaro, the legend, with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. It opens today. Air opens today around the country. Matt Damon playing Sonny Vaccaro. And there's the speech at the, there's a lot of talk about the speech at the end, Sonny, and you, and they played that up a little bit, as I understand it. Was it you that had put the final touches on Michael signing with Nike?
No, Mrs. Jordan put the final touches. But let me say this for the record, okay? They played it up as they did always, but I did speak, and but I didn't have the speech exactly right, but I have made those kind of speeches, just so that but it was played up. It was. But I was there, I spoke, and I got Mrs. Jordan there, and she spoke, And just like what Viola did, I don't know if that's exactly what Mrs. Jordan did in 1984, but as, like Matt did with me, Viola made one of the great speeches of all time for a movie, if she doesn't get nominated for other speeches, I think. So, but the words were said in other places and other things, gentlemen. You know, because I was that close to Michael. There was no one else there making speeches. When I went there, no one at Nike at that time had met Michael Jordan yet. Just so we understand that. Just so the public understands that. I was the conduit, and Phil and Rob Strasser and Peter Moore, they did, they could have gotten more attention in that movie because Peter created the shoe, and Rob and Phil gave me permission to pursue Michael. So everybody in the movie made something. But there are times, and there are so many, you know, actors. And I always explain that because that's a very good question. It wasn't like I'm trying to hide, but I was known to make a word or two, and especially with Jordan family. But there were, you know, I didn't write the damn speech, and I doubt very, very much if I would have said those words the way Matt Damon said, gentlemen.
This sucks because we're about out of time. Before you go, RJ, our producer. He's a big Laker fan. He wants to know where it went wrong with Adidas and LeBron. Why couldn't Adidas close that deal?
They lied to me. I think we would have had LeBron. I spent more time with LeBron than I did any athlete in my life, you know, since he was a sophomore. Real quick for your audience, they gave me permission to offer him $100 million. I actually talked to him and his mother after a high school game in Los Angeles. I went to their room and I told them what I was going to do. I knew them personally. I was back there building the things, so all the people who say other things, BS. Okay, now we get there. And I know that we're, you know, that now by the time his sophomore year to a senior year, the world wants him. So I offer him $100 million, okay, $10 million a year for the 10 years. No one ever talked that kind of number. We get to the meeting in Malibu, bring out the whole basketball team, the high school team, you know, his whole family. We make the presentation. They open up the books, all the things we're going to do. We're going to make this, we're going to make that, all that BS, right? But there's only one thing important, right? It's the contract and it's the money. They turned the damn contract over. It was $70 million total, you know, $7 million, $70 million over the years and whatever. And they'll give you incentives to make the other money. When he saw that and I saw that, my heart dropped out. Nike made it still overbid, gentlemen. I'm not saying that. But if they wouldn't have lied to me, which made me lie to LeBron and his family, which I never did in my life, and that's why I quit. I got fired at Nike, and I quit at Adidas because, you know, they lied. If that would have been $100 million, even if Nike would have got them, Adidas would have continued. I'm not saying I'm the downfall, but that was the biggest mistake they ever made in a move. Oh, no, that's not true. They passed on Michael Jordan, too.
Oh. Sonny Vaccaro. With us here, the legendary, and now, well, I guess the movie came out Wednesday, so he is the star. Well, Matt Damon's the star. Pretty cool that Matt Damon's playing you, huh? That must be. Well, I want Brad Pitt to play me, but I don't think that's going to happen. You got Matt Damon to play you. That's pretty nice.
That's pretty nice. That's like a dream. You know, when you especially look at the movie screen, right, gentlemen? You look up there and you see a pretty girl, and they live forever. Like, you want to be like that. You want them to know them. How the hell was I going to know that Matt Damon was going to play me in a movie you just kissed from Stafford 83 years ago? I wouldn't have never dreamed of that in the 83 years. But thank you for having me on. If you ever don't have somebody stand you up someday, call my number, and I like to talk.
absolutely. Great to have you here, Sonny. We really appreciate it. Congratulations on all your success. You changed the game. You certainly changed the AAU game and the shoe game.
There's a lot.
There's a lot. Sonny Vaccaro. Sonny Vaccaro did.
Sonny Vaccaro's done a lot. He's been a name. He's been a huge name for 4 decades.
Absolutely.
It's been a long run for Sonny.
An honor to have you here. We appreciate it, Sonny. Thanks for being here.
God bless you. Enjoy.
I appreciate it. News of the Weird coming your way next, right?
Is that something you want to? I'm very excited about seeing Aaron.
I am too. My wife's going to have sound. I can't play golf.
I'm going to go. You want to go and sit next to each other in the same?
A seat apart, probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
Whenever you go to the movies with a guy, you sit a seat apart, unless it's your kid.
Yeah.
Right.
But we could sit next to each other if we wanted to share popcorn or whatever. Apart. Well, if we wanted to share popcorn.
We could.
Two straws, one drink?
We could. I'm not sharing popcorn with you, and don't put it on your lap.
What about two? What about two straws, same drink?
Not two straws, one drink. That's no.
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 Not
two
typically.
Cups. Two,
that's
cups.
Not typically something you
two
see.
Two cups.
Yeah. One straw. A piece. Two cups, two straws.
Yeah.
That's the rule. One seat barrier.
Yeah. Two guys, two cups.
I would love, you know, these YouTube prankers who do these stupid things that literally could get them shot and killed. The one thing that I've always thought would be funny is if you go into a movie theater on a Tuesday and like, you know, a 1:30 movie and there's one person in there or two people and you've got someone in there filming where the guy just walks in and sits right next to a person.
It's so uncomfortable.
Right next to a person when there's three people in the like, or even sits one over. Like,
no,
now,
right
you're
next
not even
to,
supposed to sit it, on the same yeah. row. If no. there's three people in a movie theater, yeah. you don't sit on the same row.
Well, that's a good skit. Sitting yeah. down, yeah. Yeah, that's a good skit.
Sitting right, but right it'd be next a funny to somebody prank with just to three sit people. Next to somebody yeah. like, because you can't shoot somebody for that. Like, that's not going to get you
no,
shot.
No, but it'll.
It would get, it, now you do it to the wrong person.
No, people, so I would get up.
Somebody, I would get up and I'll say, people, you know what, you got this.
Yeah, that's yours. Good.
I'm going to move over here.
You can't sue them. You can't shoot them. But if you have an issue with somebody, the Morley Law Firm is here for you. Make the call, Morley Law. They're awesome. If you are looking for the best way to defend yourself, if you're looking for the best way if you've got a civil suit and you need that help, if you're getting sued civilly, what? I'm getting sued. How much money am I going to lose here? I need the Morley Law Firm to help me out here. Or you've been in an accident, somebody else's fault. You're not getting the money that you deserve. If you go to a doctor's office and there's some kind of malpractice, that this doctor harmed you in some way, shape, or form. If an insurance company isn't paying up, if you're being hassled by anybody, if you're being hassled by immigration, say habla español, the Morley Law Firm is awesome. They got all the experience that you could possibly need to handle any issue whatsoever. You got a criminal or a civil suit against you, or you need them to sue somebody, that's easy. All you do is make the call, Morley Law, 713-839-9955, 713-839-9955, or Morley, M-O-R-L-E-Y, law.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, Lance, let me ask you a question. If, would you, you're afraid of lightning, right?
Yeah, I am. It's confirmed. I can confirm that.
Would you, as if you were a thief, let's say you're a thief. You're Lance Zierlein and you're a thief.
Yeah.
Would you try to ever steal items from a power station?
Yeah, why wouldn't I?
Well, you know how that ended.
No, how did it end?
Well, it ended with two men dead from electrocution.
Oh, well.
Police were summoned to the power station where a fire broke out, and they found two men electrocuted.
So here's the
which
thing.
Is what happens when you get hit by lightning.
Well, that's
you know.
Why I will. Yeah, but that's why I also will never.
Maybe that's how you'll die.
Like, I'll never do work in my home ever on
electricity.
Well, I could have just stopped. I'll never do work on my home ever.
Right.
And I could have stopped there, but I would never do anything with electricity. I for sure. I don't even like plugging plugs into walls because I think this might be the time that it.
No,
if
right.
I see a spark, you know, sometimes you see a spark. And I'll say,
I feel like
this on fire.
I feel like that.
Or if you plug something in, if you're if there's any water on your feet and you got to plug something
you
in.
You don't do that.
Yeah. Or like when I put toasters in my bathroom and I'm like in the showers, I'm like, is this smart?
Well, that's not some. Yeah, if you're afraid of lightning strikes, then electrocution's right there with it.
Yeah,
okay?
No,
same thing. The FBI had a training exercise at a hotel.
Okay, that sounds fine.
Sounds great, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So they broke into the wrong room. There was an airline pilot in the room who they handcuffed and put into the shower, handcuffed.
Wait, didn't you say it was training?
It was training. So they had a guy set up in a room that they were supposed to arrest.
But he was
in on it. Training exercise.
Oh, okay.
No, the airline pilot wasn't.
No, but the other guy was.
The other guy was. But unfortunately, they didn't go.
Stop resisting!
Well, what? Yeah, no, they thought, and the airline pilot was like, what do you do? What? And it turned out, they were in the wrong room. I think the airline pilot might make a little money, a little extra side cash off of this one. I'm pretty sure they're going to have. A Florida man has gotten a lengthy prison term. Should you get a prison term if you shoot yourself?
Well, I mean, okay, so it happened for the wide receiver for...
Plexico.
Yeah, Plexico Burress. He shot himself and went to prison?
Right. No, that's true. He brought it into a bar in New Jersey, a gun law, where you're not supposed to bring...
What I've noticed is nobody has guns in
those
cities.
It turns out he's going to prison. It wasn't just because he shot himself. He's also a multiple burglar. He goes and steals stuff. He's a serial burglar. Okay, let's just put it that
way. Okay.
Yeah, so that might be a reason why, you know, shooting yourself didn't help. Having, you know, armed robbery doesn't
help. Has he ever tried to steal from a power station?
No, he might be dead. You know what? That solves all your prison worries.
What are you trying to steal? Like, you're probably trying to steal stuff that's connected to electricity. That's how you can get electrocuted.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I guess I don't. Yeah, I would imagine you could.
Here's something. Don't steal.
Don't.
Okay.
Hey.
Now it's not stealing if you sample like a chocolate almond from the H-E-B at those. You know,
no, those are, that's stealing
those things.
Yeah.
No, but if you pull one open,
store?
Yeah. No, it's a sample. It's self-sampling.
No, there's no. They actually say do not sample.
They tell you don't do that, but they don't say this is theft. It's self-sampling.
Right.
They say if you need help, ask an associate, and an associate will help you.
Probably.
I couldn't find one.
If you're doing it.
I don't know if I'm going to want this.
Yeah. I do know this. Have a good Friday, everybody, and a happy Easter on this, the holiest of holidays. Hope you have a great time, and we will talk to you again on Monday, everyone. Have a great weekend.
Alexis, turn it off. Alexis, turn it off.
ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit 1 per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.